Hi guys, welcome to the first Thursday of the year 2021. Guys, I know it was just a tick of the clock and we're basically still going one day at a time, but it is a new year. I know I was all hyped up about it last episode and I was like, new year, this and new year, that. And this is a new year, it's a whole week gone already and like nothing is happening, right? It feels like everything is in standstill and we are expecting so much from this year, but nothing has happened, nothing yet has happened, and it feels weird, you know, like to have hyped this year so much and, you know, looking at where we are right now, it feels like, okay, what exactly are we expecting though, you know? But I understand that coming from where we are, the crazy year 2020, and, you know, to where we want to be this year, it feels like we need a lot of planning time. Now on today's episode, I was thinking, cracking my head all day, what am I going to actually talk about? And I couldn't come up with anything else, so I decided that I was going to come here and pour down my emotions, how I'm feeling, because it's been a crazy week. Really, it's been a crazy week with emotions for me. I've been thinking a lot, planning a lot, and one of the toughest things that I've actually faced this week is deciding on what I would drop and what I would take on with me as we go further into 2021. I feel like 2020, you know, is crazy for many reasons, and one of the things that I regret about the year is going into a lot of things. Like, I went into a lot of things, and I know I'm not the only person in that, you know, in that ship, because we had a lot of time in our hands with the lockdown and the MSAS protest and the lockdown again. You know, we're at home for a major part of the year, so there was a lot of time, even though we're doing a lot of things and we're busy again, but there was a lot of time on our hands. So we did get into a lot of things that mostly I'm not proud of. No, I'm not, and I want out, right? Like, a lot of things. I'm talking online businesses, groups and cliques and events, promises made here and there, like a lot of things. Now going into a new year, these are some of the things that I don't want to take on with me. Other ones also, like, they are partly beneficial but stressful, becoming more of a burden than any other thing else. So I feel like this new year so far has been about thinking, you know, just thinking, making decisions, and as we probably all know, making decisions are one of the toughest things for a human being to do most times. So I've been thinking, I've been making decisions, hard decisions, and I feel like I have to a great amount arrived at something tangible. Yeah, but for today, I'm going to go into a little bit of detail. I don't think this episode is going to take much time because I am basically reevaluating myself, making decisions, and, you know, redefining everything and myself as a brand, you know. So basically, take it as you said. All right, let's get into it. So guys, talking about reevaluating and rebranding myself and some of the businesses that I am into, of course, Vintage Art isn't left out. This is like one of the few things I'm actually proud of doing in the last year, and, you know, I'm very grateful to have this platform. Trust me, I keep saying it, like, this is a very helpful thing for me to do week in, week again. I am happy to be here because I generally feel so good after each episode. No matter what it is that I talk about, I feel really good after each episode. So I definitely am going to be taking this on with me for as long as I can manage, you know, whatever it is that I plan and whatever it is that we end up talking about, I certainly want to keep on this one, right? So going by that decision, I had to, of course, ask myself a couple of questions. Like, I need to get better, right? I didn't learn this thing, I didn't school anywhere or learn under any person or even research it, which I am certain I should have done but didn't, and I keep telling myself I will but still haven't. Okay, so this is basically you know, just roughing it out every single week in, week again, not even planning on a topic or stuff like that. So it's rough work, I know. So I was thinking of how to make this better. So going by that, I had to ask very, very big questions here, right? Like, what do people actually expect from your podcast, a stranger's podcast, when you're listening to to a new podcast you've never heard, you don't know the person, or you just happen to come across it and you actually like it for one reason or the other. But as the week go on, you know, you need something to keep you engaged. You need something to keep you coming back week in, week again, or day and day again, depending on, you know, how that one works. So thinking on that, you know, part of the stuff, I didn't know much about podcasts before I got into it. Actually, I don't think I thought this through. If I'm being honest, I don't think I thought this through at all. It was just a moment thing. And I think I said it in my very first episode. It just came to my head like, you can do it, I can do it, I can do it, you can do it. And I said, fine, I'll just do it right now. So I signed up and I started doing it. So it feels like I need a lot of work, right? So asking myself, what do people actually expect from a podcast? You know, how can I put in more good stuff? You know, how do you actually know if you're getting better? I know you know what sounds good when you listen to it. You know what sounds good when you hear it, right? But, you know, how do you arrive at that point? How do you get better, really? What is it that you need to drop? What is it that you need to do? And, you know, I haven't been able to come up with solid answers or anything, but I do know that I need to get better instruments. Trust me, I listen to my podcast all the time and I know that I sound not my best. That is something that I'm working on, and, you know, I missed all of that too. I decided that I need to, in some way, be able to hear back from my listeners, right? So I know that I have listeners in about 5 countries, because there's a way to actually check up on that on this platform. But I don't know what is going through your minds as you're listening to me. I don't know what, you know, you're thinking, what inputs you might have. So it came to my mind, this is not a radio station or anything, but there is a way for you guys to get back to me. I have been researching on some podcasts lately, and I found out that they actually open their lines, you know, drop their numbers or their email address or something for you to message them or text them whenever, however, right? So I don't know if you guys would be open to that idea, if there's even anybody that wants to tell me anything. I don't know, but if there is, I have decided that it is about time that I start to hear back from my listeners one way or the other. Whatever it is that you have to say, whatever it is, honestly, I would be delighted to hear anything, basically anything concerning what you think, how you feel, what you would like me to do better, what you would like me to stop doing, basically anything. I'll be out of my mind. I just want to hear something. Basically, that's what I'm saying. I just want to hear something. So I've decided to leave some of my contacts, my email address and other things. I haven't started on Twitch yet, but I will be doing that soon. If not on this episode, then very soon. So much like my thinking and planning on, you know, things to do with this podcast, I've also had to ask myself a lot of questions, you know, on myself as a person, things that I have done, things that, you know, I plan to do, and how to achieve them, and most especially how to approach this year from a different angle, from a better angle, plans and dreams and goals, you know, the usual stuff you do for a new year. But I feel like this year, you know, each year it gets bigger, because, you know, combined with everything that you learned from the last year, and, you know, how you look at things becomes different, how you think of things, it just becomes different. And I've learned so much, trust me, I have learned so much from the last year. It makes me feel like I have to just deliver better this year, right? You know, with everything that we've been through last year, with everything that we had survived, it feels like we owe it to ourselves to just present a better front this year, to just do so much better that we look back at this year from next year and we feel like, yeah, it was good. You know, the whole of the lessons and stuff and stress from last year wasn't just useless, right? So I felt like I have, you know, just constantly been thinking to myself what to do. Like, I need to have this clear vision of where I'm going, you know, what I want to present, how I want to present it, and, you know, why those are the big questions, the what, why, and how. Been asking myself all week. You know, I don't think there's ever a time that you can have it all figured out, but you never know if you don't start, right? So I've been doing a lot of thinking on so many things, and it's been helpful, really. Yeah, it has been. I mean, thinking is not that healthy, but you know, not the kind of unhealthy thinking that kind of makes your BP rise or stuff. I enjoy thinking, actually. I feel like it helps me. I feel like it really does, especially thinking out loud. I've learned a lot of things from, you know, years, my few years on earth, and one of those things is that I actually enjoy thinking out loud, talking out loud, planning out loud. There's just this thing when you're hearing yourself make plans for the future or decide on what to do, what to eat, what to wear, or how to talk at an event, you know, just hearing yourself say things for the future out loud, I enjoy it. Trust me, I feel like that's like the best way to actually plan for anything. It's been helpful. So yeah, I'm just keeping on with that. So basically just planning on how to approach this year, what to get, what to gain from this year has been all that I've been doing. And you know, I would advise anybody really to do that. 2020 has been crazy. 2020 was crazy, I'm sorry. Not has been, we're done with that. It was crazy. So anything that we are approaching right now, we want it to be better, which is completely understandable, right? And the only way to get that is to put in the work. You've got to do something differently. They say you doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result is the pure definition of foolishness, right? So we've got to sit down, look at the last year, look at what we have and how to make it better. I feel like that's the greatest, you know, advice you can give anybody now. Just take the time to look at yourself, take the time to plan on what to do and how to do it. Honestly, that's all we can do for the next few days, couple of weeks, so that when we actually get into the year like months ahead, we know, you know, we have ourselves grounded onto something like that, right? We can have it all figured out, that one is certain, but the few that you do know, it's advisable that you start to think and plan. Honestly, it is the best advice anybody can give you. 2021 is going to be an awesome year. It doesn't actually have an option, like it doesn't have a choice, it just has to be an awesome year, right? So it's either you join, you know, the amazingness of the year, or you know, you get left out. I don't know, like for me, I've made up my mind that one way or the other, I am going to, you know, make this year absolutely amazing, right? There are so many things that I plan to do. If I don't achieve all of them, I am going to achieve most of them, right? So I feel like that's the mindset we should be, you know, taking on. Just achieve as much as you can, achieve as much as you can, and the rest can, you know, can come later. But just keep a positive mind, keep on planning, keep on putting the action, keep on putting the work, and hope to God that, you know, everything just falls into place with time. Alright guys, remember that there's no better time than now to start whatever it is that you're planning, you know, that thing that you want to do, which you've been putting off. There really is no better time than right now, okay? I think there's a saying that the best time was yesterday, the next best time is, you know, right now. I don't know, but just if there's something that you really want to do, it's a new year. I think you don't even need to be told to approach it with a fresh and better attitude, right? So stop putting it off, stop with the procrastination and stuff, just actually start something. That thing started, okay? I got to run now. It's been a good episode, I think. I have a lot of planning and thinking to do because I plan to make this a really good year for my podcast and myself as a person. I need a lot of time to think, to put in, you know, the work, and just, you know, I actually need to get a book. I plan to get a book and write stops down, so it makes it like easier for me because my brain ain't exactly the best at remembering stuff. So yeah, I need time to do all of that. Okay, so I gotta run now. Thanks for sticking with me this long. I hope I have you back here next week. I hope I have something better, or you know, good next week. I absolutely enjoy every episode, I can't lie, every single one I feel, but no matter what it is I talk about, which is, like I said, why I'm never going to quit with this one. Right, so yeah, next week, same time, same place, same person. All right, once a week, you can do that much for me. All right, so bye for now. Take care of yourself, stay safe, and like I said, start that thing that you want to do right now. Okay, bye.